Welcome to Mentoring Matters, mentoring in today's business world with hosts Franny Petrin and Dave Carson of Management Mentors. Whether you need mentoring training, consulting, or a better way to manage your existing mentoring program, Management Mentors is here to help. Now, here are Franny and Dave.
Good morning. I'm Franny Petrin, president and founder of Management Mentors, along with my partner David Carson, who's in the UK. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, Franny.
Well, we're happy you're with us for our inaugural show, Mentoring Matters, Mentoring in Today's Business World. We've been involved in mentoring for over 18 years, and we're happy to share our experiences with you in this program. Dave and I hope this series of programs will help you understand the value of mentoring, both for companies as well as for individuals. We also want to invite you to share your own mentoring experiences, both positive and negative, by contacting us at eradio@management-mentors.com. Each week, we'll share some of your comments on the show. We also want to encourage you to contact us via email with any questions you might have as well. Today, Dave and I are going to talk about what mentoring is, as well as mentoring versus coaching, which is right for you. To that end, we thought we'd start off with a quiz to test your mentoring knowledge. So we have a listener on the line. This is Susan. Hi, Susan.
Hi, Franny.
Ready to play our mentoring quiz?
I hope so.
Well, now to make this more fun, Susan, we'll have sound effects.
Oh, great.
Okay?
Okay.
Don't be nervous. The way this works is I'll give you a statement, and you tell me whether it's true or false. Now, here's the first one. Ready?
Okay.
Mentors should be older than mentorees. True or false?
Oh, definitely false.
That's right, Susan. That is false. And, of course, age is irrelevant.
Okay. Good job, Susan. Here's the second one. Now, this is a tricky one, so I'll give you a few seconds to think of your answer. Mentoring relationships need to be close and last a long time. True or false? All right, Susan.
Well, I'm going to say false on that one. I don't think they need to last a long time.
Well done, Susan. You're right. It is false. And here's where there is a difference between formal and informal relationships. Informal relationships tend to be close and last a long time. It's not unusual for those relationships, in fact, to last a lifetime. Formal mentoring relationships, however, are for a defined period of time. And whether the partners become close or not is not a determining factor for the relationship to build or to be successful.
Okay, do I get a prize for this?
You should, shouldn't you? But unfortunately, for you, we haven't got prizes yet. But we'll work up to that. Right. Number three, mentoring benefits the mentor as much as the mentee. True or false?
Oh, absolutely true.
You're doing well, Susan, and absolutely. And I can tell you how many times I've had mentors report that they gained as much from mentoring as a mentee. And it's really important for mentees to hear this, because mentees clearly understand what they gain by having a mentor, but often don't fully appreciate what they can offer in return. Being aware of what you can offer and doing so will make the relationship more mutual and certainly encourage the mentee to open up and ask more of the mentor.
Okay.
Okay.
Here's another tricky one, Susan. So again, I'll give you a few seconds to think of your answer. Having a mentoring relationship ensures career success. True or false? Susan, you're on.
Well, I think you do mentoring for career success, so I'm going to say true.
Oh,
really?
Yeah, you were doing so well. False. So what does ensure career success? Well, it really is the mentoree. And this is an area that mentors often lose sight of in their enthusiasm and their desire to be helpful. Very often they take on the responsibility for the mentoree's success. And as a result, they sometimes start managing them instead of mentoring them. Likewise, a mentoree can look to a mentor to solve all of his or her problems, not take responsibility for their own growth. When mentors in training start asking questions like, how will I measure performance in mentoring, or why can't I speak to the mentoree's manager, well, that's a usual sign that they misunderstand mentoring and view more as a performance-based management system.
Okay.
All right. Well, number five, Susan, let's see how you do on this one. Good mentor relationships will not run into difficulties. True or false?
Oh, I don't know any relationships that don't, so I'm going to say false.
Well done, Susan. That's right. False. And what's the number one difficulty that all mentoring relationships have at all times in all companies? It's time. No one ever says I'd like to be a mentor or mentoree because I have time on my hands, because everyone's busy. The key is to commit to the program guidelines up front and to conscientiously maintain that commitment. So here's a specific principle I give both mentors and mentorees concerning managing this challenge. When a mentor or mentoree calls their partner to cancel an appointment, you will always have what? What do you think, Susan?
When they call to cancel, I would imagine an excuse.
Well, actually, not just an excuse, but a very good excuse. Therefore, the rule is as follows. Having a good excuse for cancelling an appointment with your partners is not, in of itself, a good enough excuse to cancel your appointment with your partner.
Excellent point, David. All right, now, Susan, this next question is probably the toughest of all, so I'll give you a few seconds to ponder your answer.
Okay.
For a mentoring relationship to be successful, there must be chemistry between the two partners, true or false? You're on, Susan.
So the question is whether there must be chemistry between the partners?
Exactly. Is it true or false?
I'm going to say true, right?
Oh, Susan. But this is a tricky one, Susan. The answer really is false. Here again, we're speaking about one of the key differences between informal and formal mentoring. For an informal relationship to be created, chemistry really is required. Without it, the partners would not have come together and built the relationship. They were drawn to each other in some way. The problem is, how do we define this chemistry? Well, you know, I know it when I have it, and the way I define it is it's that thing, that sort of something that I feel with the other person. A sense that I've known them for a long time or that I can trust them. And that's all fine and good. But contrast that with a formal relationship. When pairs are matched, the company has no way of knowing up front who will and will not develop chemistry. Instead, what we use to match is something called compatibility. Now, by that, I mean that one person, that's the mentor, is willing to devote time and energy in facilitating a mentoree's development in specific ways. And there is a complementary mentoree who is willing to work with a mentor to develop. The two may develop chemistry, but really that's an added plus. The success of the formal mentoring relationship doesn't depend on the chemistry. Its success is whether or not the mentoree felt that he or she could share and grow in working with the mentor. If they become close friends, so much the better. But it's not a measure of success.
Okay,
so that's
I'm
really
something.
A key point, Dave. I think that a lot of companies that we deal with often confuse that at the very beginning, and that's why I think training is so important to deal with that issue so people understand how these dynamics impact both a professional and an informal mentoring relationship. Okay, Susan, ready for the last question?
Okay.
Okay, here we go. A mentor teaches, sponsors, encourages, manages, guides, and supports a mentoree. True or false?
I started off so good. Now, I'm going to say true again.
Oh, Susan, but mind you, it is another tricky one. It's false. And one word makes it false. Did you get it?
No,
it manages. A mentor doesn't manage a mentoree, but does all the other stuff in that sentence.
Okay.
Well, Susan, you've done really well today with the quiz, and I really appreciate you volunteering to take this little quiz. We hope we didn't put you on the hot spot too much.
No, it was okay. I learned a lot.
Well, that's great, and thanks a lot for being on our show.
Thank you for having me.
All righty. So show, I guess I'd like to ask the audience, how did you do? Did some of the answers surprise you or challenge your assumptions? Well, before we go any further, it seems to me to make sense to give you a working definition of mentoring. Michael Zay wrote a book called Your Connection, and he has one of the best definitions we've seen. And he defines mentoring as a developmental relationship whereby a mentor oversees the career and development of another person, called a mentoree, through teaching, counseling, providing psychological support, protecting, and at times promoting or sponsoring.
Well, Rennie, that sounds really good. But, you know, some people would say, what's the difference between coaching and mentoring? Well, a working definition of coaching is this. We believe that coaching is about building a trusting relationship, where the coach works with the coachee to build an accountability partnership. The result is a relationship that will help the coachee to achieve the paramount objective of increased, improved, and timely performance.
So we now have definitions, but even with those, we find people still sometimes say mentoring when they mean coaching, Dave. The following are some other key differences. The first one is purpose. Coaching is about acquiring skills or knowledge. The primary focus is professional, not personal. In many ways, being a coach is like being a teacher. While mentoring is a professional development issue, meant to be transformational, it involves much more than simply acquiring specific knowledge or skill. We'll talk more about this in the next segment.
Okay, another key difference is task versus relationship orientation. Coaching is very much task-oriented, focuses on concrete issues, managing more efficiently, speaking more articulately, and learning how to think strategically.
And Dave, we're going to take a break right now, but when we come back, we'll recap the differences between coaching and mentoring give your own philosophy on mentoring, plus take some of your emails. Remember, the email is also about your comments to share your experiences at eradio@management-mentors.com. Thank you for listening to Mentoring Matters.